Well, Dr. Carrie Madej is an internal medicine specialist in McDonough, Georgia, and has over 20 years of experience in the medical field. She graduated from Kansas City University of Medicine, and she joins us now. Dr. Madej, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu. It's my pleasure to be here.
You've been very outspoken about COVID-19, the virus itself, and you've been publicly warning about these injections being falsely referred to as vaccines. Now, we've seen an unprecedented amount of injury and death from these jabs. They halted a swine flu vaccine for 25 deaths, right? We have 5,100 plus reported deaths or injuries as a result of this. VAERS, according to the Harvard study, only 1% or less. And yet the media, elected representatives, pastors, other persons of influence continue to push them almost as if they're expecting me not to believe what my eyes are seeing or what my ears are hearing. I feel like I'm living in like a Seinfeld bizarro world. Make some sense of this for all of us. First of all, what are these injections?
Well, these injections are using genetic modification. It's modified messenger RNA or synthetic RNA. So it's not from nature. And they are programming your body to make a protein. So this has never been done before in the history of us. Never before have we been made into factories to produce these synthetic proteins in our body. And also in the Pfizer Moderna, they're using another technology brand new to the human race, and that is nanolipid particles that wraps around this foreign code. And the idea of that is it has to suppress our immune system so that our immune system doesn't destroy the code. So how long does it suppress our immune system for? Nobody knows. There's not been any long-term data. So that suppresses the immune system, and it acts as an on-demand drug delivery system. Now, the problem with that new technology is it's very synthetic, and it's the nanotechnology can also be used for other things. So this is my concern with that as well. So you're looking at brand new technology. We don't have any safety or long-term data results yet to see, is this safe for us? What will it do to us in the future? And it's being pushed in almost every country. The death rate is actually closer to 6,000 in the U.S., and that's about 3 months behind. The VAERS data reporting system is behind its reporting by 3 months. It's unbelievable. And so now we're seeing children and young adults having issues with it. So why in the world would we keep pushing an agenda like this?
Yeah. What are the other things that you're talking about that these nanoparticles can be used for, or this nanotechnology?
Well, actually, I've learned about this many years ago through some meetings I attended, the intent and purpose for this. But you're actually seeing it right now with Bill Gates and his company Gavi, G-A-V-I. He's working with MasterCard and also Trust Stamp, an artificial intelligence program right now in West Africa. So what they're doing is a wellness pass there. So this is with the COVID injections. And with the wellness pass, these people are giving a digital ID, like a barcode, and they will have all of their medical records, vaccination records on there. And also that's how they will get their monetary funds, like a cryptocurrency. And that's where MasterCard comes in. If you don't get the injection called a vaccination, you're locked out of the system. In this protocol, though, this is important. The technology that they're using, this nanotechnology, has the potential, they say, to be used for surveillance and predictive policing, like the Minority Report of Tom Cruise. And then they say, once it's perfected there in West Africa, they plan to launch it to all the developed countries. Wow. So here we are. We're having a new technology that they are using in these injections. And now they tell us that they plan to use it for another purpose altogether. And we've seen other countries use that contact tracing app for reporting their information to the police. So helping it for crimes. So we're starting to see them using this technology, this artificial intelligence technology, for something that has nothing to do with the health and well-being of people.
Are these things, is there any truth to this magnetism?
Well, I mean, we all see the anecdotal evidence on people reporting this with magnets sticking to them. I have a colleague that in her practice, she was able to stick paper clips to people that had been injected. About 50% of the time, the people that had been injected could be were magnetized. we don't have any hardcore evidence right now. These are anecdotal, but some other anecdotal evidence, people have been with the EMF meter, the ones that have been recently injected with Moderna or Pfizer, they're showing a very high reading on the EMF. So as though they're radiating out some sort of a frequency like a cell phone or a computer would do as well. You know,
so
this
is there
not...
truth to this 5G theory?
Well, if you look at what these nanotechnology, this hydrogel that's inside these Moderna and Pfizer, it's nanolipid particles, comes under a bigger heading called hydrogel. If you look on the research, what it can do, they can also be used as biosensors. What's a biosensor? It's like a little antenna inside the body. It's microscopic, and it can accumulate data inside your body, like your breathing, respiration, blood pressure, but also has the potential to know if you're lying, like a polygraph test, electrodermal analysis, your blood alcohol content, your thoughts and emotions, all kinds of things. Those are potentials that the biosensors can do. And so biosensors are wirelessly transmitting information. It's a two-way communication, information out, information in. And anything that's around you that's digital, you are communicating with, not really consciously, but you are. And this is the plan for people by 2030 to be connected to something called the Internet of Everything. And so this is a plan for every human on Earth to be connected around to everything. They're saying that this is a grand idea because this is part of something called Agenda 2030. So if you look at the World Economic Forum, you will see that this is a plan for 2030. Also, look at the Codex Alimentarius, Agenda 21, all kinds of different plans like that. They say the same thing. So if you look at the World Economic Forum, they claim that by 2030, we don't own anything, we have no privacy, but we're happy. And they also say that all of your thoughts and your dreams are recorded. And in this description on their webpage, they said that those thoughts and dreams, hopefully they won't go against the narrative or the paradigm at that time, because perhaps you could be in trouble for what you think or dream of. And this sounds outrageous, but look at their website. This is what they're saying. And how could they do this? Biosensors. What are the biosensors made of? Hydrogel or nanolipid particles. So look at the potential of these things that they are injected inside people. We haven't had a big talk about this. No one's talking about the potentials of this. And think about that. So that's, if you have something that's synthetic inside you, like a almost like a computer bit, well, you can be hacked into, right? These are big issues coming on. And who's controlling this whole thing? So this is why I'm very, very concerned. And I hope everybody starts to do their own due diligence, read up on the World Economic Forum, read up on hydrogel, read up on what's happening in West Africa right now, what a wellness pass is, because we need to speak up for ourselves for the future of humanity right now.
You're blowing my mind. And it's really scary to hear these things coming from somebody who actually is a credible doctor with the experience that you have. Is there any reversal at this point for somebody who may have injection remorse?
We don't know a lot right now, Stu. What I and my colleagues have been asking for is the ability to actually analyze these vials that they're giving people called vaccines. We would like to analyze them to see exactly what is in there, because at this point, we're just trusting the drug manufacturers and what they're telling us, right?
Right.
So once we know what's inside there, you know, to me, there's always a solution, always. We just have to know what's inside there. And, you know, in some of these manufacturers, they have proprietary ingredients called SM-102. We're not allowed to know everything inside there. Why? Why are we not allowed to know everything inside there that's being injected inside of a person? And how could we help with any negative side effects that are happening if we don't have any knowledge about this? These are crimes against humanity. So once we understand what we're dealing with, yes, there's always a solution. But don't get any more injections if we don't know what we're putting in people. This is crazy.
Yeah. So your credibility obviously has been called into question. I mean, if you go put your name in Google, a simple search will show, okay, I mean, nothing but negative results, right along with Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Jane Ruby. In Mexico, Dr. Manuel Arparicio is treating people with chlorine dioxide. Anyone else that dares to call these jabs into question, do you feel like there are millions of people just blindly subjecting themselves to this simply because they're not heard? or because you're not heard, because they have not heard from you and your colleagues, facing ban after ban, censorship, account deletion, deplatforming, all that?
Yes, absolutely, because we're being censored in so many ways. And just so you know, myself, me, and my colleagues, we have actually asked for over a year now for an open debate with any other medical professional, because I always have research after research article. Everything I say, I back up with research. And so I'm not afraid to debate in a mature manner with scientific data. So I don't care what the slander they put out about me. That's just child's play. That's just name calling. Give me some data and let's talk, because that's what really this is about. So we've asked for debates, but we just get censored, censored, censored. And if what we're saying is not true, what are they afraid of? So, people have to start looking at alternative forms of media and finding out this information on their own. This is for the future of humanity.
So let me just ask you, have you reached out to legacy media, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all these other people? Have you made them aware of your findings?
Me personally, no, I have not. But, there have been like NPR News and things like that, but they're not interested. I've not reached out to the big ones and Fox News or anything, no.
It seems to me like it would be the duty of a responsible journalist to tell their fellow global citizens or make them aware that at least this is a possibility. I mean, isn't it the job of the media to bring things to the court of public opinion so that then they can make decisions based on what they feel is best for themselves or their families?
That would be called investigative journalism, and I don't think that's alive anymore on the major media. I think that's long gone. The media outlets that are big, they're controlled and owned by the very entities that are pushing this agenda for everybody. So they're very biased.
Big tech is collaborating with big pharma. There's no question that there's a battle for humanity going on here, and we know why they're pushing these vaccines so hard. It's about control and compliance and ultimately power through money. But what is the end game for these people, if you were to just speculate?
If you look at some of these people behind these projects, they believe in something called transhumanism or human 2.0. And what that is the melding of our human bodies, organic bodies, with artificial intelligence. And the plan is for 2030. So I kind of alluded to this before about having kind of bits of computers inside of you. I know that sounds sci-fi, but they can do it. They're called nanobots and hydrogel. And anyway, this gets you to be digitally connected to anything else that is a digital device around you, whether it's a satellite or a street lamp or, you know, your computer, your phone, someone else's phone. And they think this is fantastic because now we can be more futuristic and you could just think something and it happens, or you can download a language and know it right away. And that sounds fantastic. But think about what else is happening. If there's a two-way communication, that means all these devices have access to what you think in your dreams or you know, what you're doing. If you're having a drink at the bar, everything is known forever. You lose your
privacy.
And if
you're thinking the wrong way in their eyes, look at what they're doing to people who attended a presidential rally on the 6th of January. These people were thinking incorrectly, so they have been jailed. They have been fervently, relentlessly pursued by the nation's top federal law enforcement agencies and jailed, put in solitary confinement. I mean, yeah. I can't even get the words out of my mouth without choking up that these people are actually going through these things. So this would be a predictive way of knowing what you're thinking, even in your sleep, so that they can then reprogram you, because this is a two-way street, right?
That is correct. If you start looking at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, you will see all kinds of things that they can do with this technology. And they can actually download memories of other people into you. And they claim it's so good that you wouldn't know which memory is yours and which memory is another person's. There's something called N3, which has the ability to rewrite a memory on your brain. So it would actually be taking a memory out and replacing it with another one, as though you never experienced that thing happening. This is frightening. Why would you want to do this technology? How is this in the betterment of humanity? But these are the things that they're talking about to make us better humans. Well, I mean, we didn't give them permission for this. And just know that, you know, these people that are pushing this agenda, they also believe that this is a way we can become immortal. If you look at their technology, they think just being a human is our memories and thoughts and dreams. So they say uploading those up into the cloud, then downloading them into a new body or a robotic or body or a digital avatar, that would be being immortal. To me, that's not being immortal. We have to be careful, because this is a very slippery slope that can go very fast. If we accept one thing, what else can happen after that? If we give up our sovereignty, our ability to think our own thoughts and be creative individuals, what if we give that up? Are we going to be punished for thinking something against the government like China does? That's called the social credit system.
They already are. Yeah. They're being punished for thinking something different than the current regime is. And they're jailed. They're coming after us. They're silencing you. They're silencing me. I'm being discredited by fact checkers. I don't know how you can check a fact. A fact is a fact. Yeah. If you were to speculate, and I know that this could be outside of the realm of your expertise, because I know that you want to be medically responsible. But if you were to speculate how many deaths we are going to see, based on what you have seen already, in the amount of people who have been inoculated, to the amount of deaths that we've seen immediately, do you think that there's going to be a delayed reaction? In other words, are people who have been injected and they're going, I feel fine, this is all nonsense, are they just a ticking time bomb in essence?
Well, yes, the way these injections work is that these spike proteins that people are producing, there's no off button. And so now it's been discovered that these spike proteins are actually sticking in different organs, your brain, your liver, your kidneys, your inside your blood vessels. And now we know that they are toxic by themselves to the human body. We were told they were not, they were just benign. Now they said, oh, we made a mistake. They really are toxic, but don't worry, they won't last very long. They don't have data or knowledge on that. These little particles that are sticking inside people can cause blood clots and bleeding disorders and heart attacks and strokes, which we're seeing a lot of right now. So now all of those are being reported as adverse effects of these injections called vaccines. But if you look at the big picture, I think we're seeing so many more. So you could times that 6,000 deaths so far by 10 or 100 times more. That's unbelievable. Like you said, in the swine flu season with that vaccine they pulled off the shelves, that was only 25 deaths. We're up to 6,000, but times that by 10 or 100. So maybe that's 600,000 caused by these injections. That's astronomical. And we can see this go up, 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 because they plan on giving more of these injections in the future every year to everybody. So these are damaging our body. We have proof. We have teenagers now that are getting heart inflammation. We have even 2 and 3 year olds being reported to have deaths from these, because they were part of the experiment. The parents put them in an experiment here. This is never before have I ever seen anything like this in medicine or science. And people have to understand that it is happening. People are seeing this. Doctors are being told not to report them. We have colleagues coming forward telling us, hey, we're not allowed to report these adverse events. The hospital is telling me not to. So everyone in every situation is being quieted and censored. Something not good is going on. Something bigger than us is going on. And so this is our window of opportunity to say, hey, something's not right. Put a moratorium on everything. Let's analyze the vials. Let's see what's going on. And then we can take the next step.
Do you think we can win? I mean, if people stand up and fight against this thing, do you see a way out? Do you see Moderna and Pfizer being held liable ever, civilly, yeah, possibly criminally? Do you see Fauci or whoever controls him, the puppeteers of the globalist cabal? Do you see this thing being exposed? Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel?
100% yes, Stu, because great, we are the 99%. We've just been in the psychological warfare where we've been manipulated and deceived, and we've been made to think that we can't do anything when we are the ones with the power. It truly is within us. And I believe in God, and I believe we are made in the likeness of God, and we have the divinity inside of us if we choose to connect with that. And I choose to connect with that. And I see more and more people doing that. And that power and that frequency is strong. And what they're doing right now is all fear and panic and on a negative, a low level energy. So once we wake up to who we are and we speak and stand and rise together, game over for these people that are doing these atrocities to us.
Man, I could talk to you all day, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate your time, your expertise, for being here. You're doing God's work, and this platform, we are so grateful, so appreciative that you're out there with your colleagues that have the fortitude, that have mustered up the energy, and that continue to push on. I don't know how you do it. We're all trying to do it. But thank you. Thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate you being here. Dr. Carrie Madej.
Thank you, Stu. It's my honor and my privilege to be here. Thanks. And my duty.
What an interview. What a great woman and a brave, courageous doctor coming forward like that. Horrific and scary what they're trying to do. But I love the fact that Dr. Madej painted an optimistic picture, reminding us that we are 99% versus their 1%. The 1% of the globalist snakes that want to step all over you, tear apart your individual liberty, steal your freedom, crush the Constitution, and crush your family, your health, and ultimately they want you dead. Now you can step on those snakes. Go to steponsocks.com. Great sponsor here on the Stu Peters Show. 100% Patriot design, 100% cotton foot huggers. That's what they are, a red, white, and a blue pair for just $17.76. That's right, a three-pack for $17.76. I knew you would like that number. You can't buy a shirt for $17.76. You can't buy a hat for $17.76, but you can get three pairs of these bold statement makers for $17.76, a three-pack. When you go to that liberal cocktail party, I don't know how you found yourself there, but there you are. You ended up there, and you have to take your shoes off inside their house. They're going to love what they see. Remind the whole neighborhood. Send an anonymous three-pack to your liberal neighbor down the street. How about a gift on Teacher's Appreciation Day for your student child to give to that indoctrinator, huh? There's so many fun things that you can do with these three packs. By the way, Father's Day weekend is coming up. Nothing better than a bold statement. Nothing better than comfortable 100% Patriot design, 100% cotton socks. Go to steponsocks.com right now. Get yourself a three pack and check out the brand new Trader Joe edition. The legacy version, by the way, with all the snakes names written right on the bottom so you can get the satisfaction of walking on them, stepping on them all day long. Fauci, Biden, Obama, Gates, the Clinton crime family, Pelosi, they're all on the bottom so you can step on them all day long. And I love the new Trader Joe edition as well. Get over to steponsocks.com right now and mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, Pastor Locke is the founder and lead pastor of Global Vision Bible Church. He is a revivalist with a firebrand social media following because of his boldness for truth. We here at the Stu Peters Show share those values, and Pastor Locke joins us now. Congratulations on the book, by the way. Get it now, Weapons of Our Warfare, available right on the communist playground of Amazon. Pastor, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Arming our spiritual family, our brothers, our sisters, Americans, and really global citizens with the truth seems to be important, particularly now in times where we face so many natural and manufactured threats. Why is the truth so banned?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people have the idea, especially as a pastor, that if you speak the truth, that people are going to leave. I call them counting the nickels and noses. But what we're finding is people are so hungry for the truth. They're so sick of nonsense, and they've had a gut full of all this stuff we've been experiencing the last few years and all the politically correct stuff. And so when somebody actually says it, whether it be a pastor in a pulpit or a radio show, a television show, people flock to it because they are starving to death. We know, according to the Bible, that the truth shall set you free. The truth will make you free. So the devil doesn't care what you believe as long as it's not the truth. And so people have this aversion in our, you know, society to truth because it's so offensive. But I think it's the offense that draws people in. You think about John the Baptist. The guy had no personality whatsoever, but the whole region came to hear what he had to say because he was a voice. And I'm convinced that people today are looking for a voice of reason and a voice of truth.
Why is it so banned?
You know what? I think it's banned because it bothers people. It makes them feel uncomfortable. And we live in this PC culture where they're like, well, you can't offend anybody. You know, you're going to be a racist, homophobic, bigot, no matter what you say. They're going to try to back us into a corner. But at the end of the day, what I'm finding is if you just cut through all of that, and you don't worry about the bullies and people trying to push you in a corner and just say it, people gravitate to it. People love it. And I think the reason it's so banned is because obviously the government and the people that are in the hierarchy, they don't want exposure. You know, they don't want us to expose the nonsense and the bull garbage that's going on, but it's going on. And so I think we just got to beat the drum and we got to be bold.
I know you saw this. Twitter Public Policy recently tweeted, quote, "We are deeply concerned by the blocking of Twitter in Nigeria. Access to the free and hashtag open internet is an essential human right in modern society." I laughed when I read it. I mean, are they serious, Pastor? This seems to be just Twitter laughing and spitting directly in the face of those of us that are continuously censored and banned by these people.
It's exactly what I thought. Matter of fact, I did a retweet, a quote tweet on it, and I'm like, look, I wish you felt this way about those of us in America. And I'm like, wow, you know, you're mad about censorship in Nigeria, and you're doing nothing about it here in the United States, because people can say what they want to. Conservative censorship is not a conspiracy theory. It is an absolute fact. They are banning us on every platform they possibly can, and they're trying to silence us. And I mean, look, we still have 60-70% of a lot of churches in America that are still closed. I mean, that's not a Twitter problem. That's not even a White House problem. That is a God's house problem. And so this conservative censorship is true across the board. I've been banned from, you know, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook has banned me, put me in jail many, many times. I'm sure you and your program, being as bold as it is, you've experienced the exact same thing. And so people that say that this is not an attack have lost their mind. This is an absolute attack on our First Amendment right. And I tell people all the time, look, when it comes to our church and what we need to say and remaining open, that when they impede upon our First Amendment right, we'll meet them at the door of the tent with our Second Amendment right. Because, look, they are trying to silence us. And I think our compromise is our silence, the fact that we are not willing to push back. And so I think big tech is in for a big rude awakening, because I think the Lord's going to turn this whole thing around and they're going to start breaking this stuff up. Lawsuits are going to come in. And it's not going to be good for them, but I think it's going to turn out good for us.
You know, I was called a conspiracy theorist and a liar. And yes, yeah. And yes, Facebook banned me for reporting that the so-called world-ending virus that was leaked out of that Fauci-funded lab in Wuhan. No apologies from the fact-checkers after that came to light, or from the communist platforms that banned me when I accurately stated facts. Now I'm a liar for saying that the election was stolen, that the virus has survived by almost 100% of the people that supposedly contract it. We've predicted that it was man-made and intentionally released to bring in these injections being falsely referred to as vaccines to poison our kids, to kill off global citizens, to satisfy the evil agenda of the globalist cabal. These things are all proven by circumstantial evidence. How do these so-called journalists sleep at night?
Yeah, all of our conspiracy theories have come true.
Right.
We need to come up with some new ones, right? All of this stuff that they've ramrodded us with, we've been absolutely right from the word go. And it's just this nefarious plan, like you said. It's this globalist agenda. All these people are in bed together. I don't care if it's Fox News. I don't care if it's CNN, Newsweek, Time Magazine. They're all in bed together. They all have an agenda. They're all talking heads saying the exact same thing. So when guys of like us come along, we're like lightning rods to them, right? They're like, oh my goodness, we got to silence these people. We can't let them say what the actual truth is. But people have to have their head in the sand to not see what's happening. I tell our folks, you have a brain and you have a Bible. Try using both of them, because anybody with half a brain and half a Bible can see the nefarious plan. They can see this globalist agenda. It's absolute nonsense. And so I'm going to keep speaking against it. I'm glad you're speaking against it. And people are gravitating towards ministries and businesses and programs like ours because they're sick of it. And I think it's time that we get sick of it. And so I don't know what these media people are doing. Every single week, Newsweek has something to say about us. CNN has been to our church six times since the pandemic started. Six times they've been to our church, trying to shut us down, trying to say we're killing everybody in the community. And so they all have the same narrative. But here's what's happened. What they meant for evil, God meant for good. And they're driving hundreds and hundreds of people to our church and hundreds of thousands of people to our social media online platform. So it's all going to work out. But I'm just not going to be quiet at the end of the day.
me either. So you called it the plandemic. I think I know what your thoughts are on it, but I have to ask you, what are your personal opinions? What is your personal thought on these injections, this jab being falsely referred to as a vaccine?
Absolutely. It's not a vaccine. It's this is nothing more than a laboratory experience, like a bunch of rats. I told our people, to which I got a lot of pushback from the media. Absolutely, positively, do not take this nonsense. This is a setup from the word go. There is nothing scientific about this vaccine. And so, you know, falsely's being exposed, the rest of them, listen, at the end of the day, we know what this is. We know that Bill Gates had a massive, massive plan from the very beginning. Twitter banned me simply by putting up a Bill Gates video where Bill Gates himself said on a number of occasions, if we do our vaccinations correctly, then we can, you know, basically control the population. The guy wants to control the population. This is a genocide on a level that we've never experienced. And everybody's like, well, if I was back in the day of Nazi Germany, let me tell you what I would do. Okay, what you would do then is what you're doing now, which is what most people are doing, absolutely nothing. They're just going along with the silly, stupid media narrative. And so, yeah, I think it's fake from the word go, and I think this is a an absolute setup. So I'm not getting it. I'm not going to let my family get it. It's government overreach at the end of the day. And I told our church, do not believe this nonsense.
I mean, am I a tinfoil hat for, I believe that this is an extremely carefully, well thought out, methodical mass murder.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I believe that with all my heart. And they can say that we're tinfoil hat wearers all they want to, but that's exactly what it is. And even the CDC is having to say, look at all of the adverse effects that are already happening.
Yes, thousands, they came out and they acknowledged this myocarditis thing. They came out and acknowledged it. I tweeted that they acknowledged it, and then I put it on Instagram, and then I got fact-checked saying, they said, well, no, they didn't necessarily acknowledge all of it. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. They pick apart every little thing, these fact-checkers. One more thing I want to ask you. What do you say to pastors who are using their positions from the pulpit to encourage people, to push people toward this inoculation? They use this the pulpit as like a soapbox of love and humanity, but they're participating in this methodical genocide.
Well, they're cowards for one thing, and they've just given into it. And they've been sold a bill of goods, and so they're lying to people. I had to call out Franklin Graham, and I love Franklin Graham, and I know Franklin Graham. And I'm like, look, how in the world can you tell me that if Jesus were alive today, he would be taking the vaccine? Are you kidding me? If Jesus were alive today, he'd be laying hands on people and healing folks in his own name. And yet you have these pastors that are propagating this myth, and they're just going along with all of the politically correct nonsense. They're just going with the flow. They don't want to ruffle any feathers. And so, again, they're cowards. I mean, they're the same guys that closed down their churches. The last 15 months has been nothing but a dress rehearsal, because here's what the left knows. Now they know who they can control and who's going to be a problem moving forward. Well, I want to serve notice on all of them. I'm going to be a problem moving forward. And these pastors have lost their mind to use their pulpit as a bully station to try to convince their people to do something that the Bible is clearly against. And so I call it the beast system. And these pastors are lining their people up, sheep to the slaughter, to be part of a beast system, of a system that God told us that we should stand against, not that we should accept and open-handedly say, oh, yes, let's just roll right into this. And they use love and acceptance. There's no love and acceptance in that. The Bible says speak the truth in love. It doesn't say speak love at the expense of truth. There's a big difference.
I know that you're in a hurry. You got to catch a flight. You're on your way to Tampa. Thank you, by the way, for going there. You're going to be speaking in Tampa. Yeah. We're going to be covering a lot of the events that are happening down there. I want to ask you one more thing. You said that this was a 15-month dress rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
I think it's a dress rehearsal, again, to know who they can control and who they can't control. And so we're gearing up, I think, for phase two. I don't know exactly what phase two is, but they saw how well phase one did. They saw, man, we're able to shut down the economy. We're able to shut down the churches. We're able to silence pastors, silence politicians, back people into a corner. And so they know now, aha, it's not going to take 15 more months. All they got to do is get on there and say, you know, Dr. Fauci said this or this doctor said this. And everybody wants to follow the science. Nobody's following the science. There's not been anything scientific about this whole entire pandemic situation. Nothing scientific whatsoever. It's been total nonsense from the word go. I tell people they need to fix their BS meter. And what I mean by that is biblical stupidity, because there's a lot of biblically silly and stupid people in the American church. And we need to stand up and say, enough's enough. I'm done with it.
Well, I didn't need 3,700 leaked emails from Fauci to know that he was corrupt. I think it's actually quite curious that it was a leftist media outlet that exposed these. What's really behind that? There's an agenda there as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for your commitment to be a problem. I'll be a problem right there with you. I will see you in the gulags eventually someday. Weapons of Our Warfare, available on Amazon right now. Make sure you get out there and get it. Pastor Locke, safe travels. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
God bless you. Thanks for having me.
Love talking to Pastor Locke. What a warrior for the truth. And now you can be a warrior for the truth and show the entire world that you are part of the Truth Seekers Squad. All right? Wear it. I need your help right now. Be a billboard for the platform of truth. This is the first exclusive 100% Stu Peters official, StuPeters.tv, 100% made in the USA, red and white shirt with the red, white, and blue. The flag proudly displayed properly on the right sleeve. Stars leading into battle. The way that it is supposed to be, all right? This thing is 100% approved by me, and I need your help. Support the platform with the proceeds and then get something great in return, and then help the platform to grow by showing everybody where the truth lives. People are going to ask you, that thing really goes great with your MAGA hat. It matches perfectly. It's going to draw attention to the platform. People are going to say, what is that? What is StuPeters.tv. If you didn't know, now you know. Get over there, StuPeters.shop right now. Please help support the platform. Please help us grow. Please help expose where the truth lives. StuPeters.tv. Go to StuPeters.shop right now. Please go to StuPeters.shop. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have you guys seen this video in Times Square? It's prime time. Look at all these people standing around cheering on this little, what appears to be a two-year-old girl as she's standing there twerking. Twerking it out, shaking it out, shaking her booty in front of everybody. They're encouraging her. These are supposed adults. And where are the parents? I hope the parents are hunted down as fervently and as relentlessly as the FBI is hunting down selfie takers from the peaceful protest on the 6th of January in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol, by the way, at the invite of the President of the United States. And I hope that those parents are held responsible. Deanna Lorraine joins us now for Shots Fired. She's here every single day that the Stu Peters Show is on. She's a Stu Peters Show contributor. She's a best-selling author. Go get her book, Taking Back America. Deanna, is this where our culture is going? We're now cheering on two-year-old girls as they twerk right out in the middle of Times Square, normalizing the sexualization of our youth.
Everything about this culture has been degradation. That's all that has been. And it's happened since the 60s. It's been sort of a slow incremental roll, which is what Marxists do, gradually and gradually. So you don't really know that it's really happening. But just a couple days ago, an artist, I can't believe she's an artist, but her name is Megan Thee Stallion. She's along the likes of Cardi B.
Never heard of her.
Nicki Minaj, yeah, Megan Thee Stallion. I've been in a war. I've been a little bit in a feud with these ladies, if you call them that, for the last year, because I've been criticizing their songs like WAP, because I said, hey, is this really the best example for all your young girls who look up to you as role models? I don't think so. I don't think selling your WAP is a great example for a woman to aspire to. A WAP. I mean, you can look up what that means, but most people do by now. So because of that, I actually had Cardi B.
I just got to stop you real quick and call me ignorant because I'm over here, you know, searching for other more valuable information. But can you enlighten me? Can you just educate me? Because I must be one of the minority. I don't know what a WAP is.
You're a boomer,
yeah,
according to them.
All right, that's fine.
So a WAP is, it stands for wet ass pee. So the P stands for female wet ass pee. So WAP was just a revelation of a song. Oh my God, it was such a great song of our century. Forget the Supremes, it's all about the WAP. And so women are now being trained to use their WAP when they need to get something in life. And to sell their WAP and to make as much money as possible, forget learning how to cook or clean or do anything with your talent. You need to just use that WAP and get that money, get that bread. That's what these women, these actors, these raptors are teaching women, especially young women. So it's no wonder why young girls are aspiring to be a professional twerker on cars and on random objects, because just a couple days ago, this one of these artists, Megan Thee Stallion, came out with a new song called Thought Shit. Now, Thought Shit, and you see the music video.
I do know what Thought is. Isn't that that hoe over there?
That hoe over there.
Got
right,
it.
We're getting a little bit of a English grammar lesson over
here.
So TMZ is actually apparently doing a special on me. It should be coming out today. And the reason why is because I've actually fought back to this nonsense, this degeneracy that are these kinds of rappers like Megan Thee Stallion, and the WAP and Nicki Minaj, et cetera. And they've unleashed their whole army after me, saying that I'm just this Republican, this conservative, traditional Republican clutching my pearls. And I just don't get how sexuality works. I don't want women to be comfortable with their sexuality. And the whole new music video, Thought, is about basically a politician criticizing these women, Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj. And instead,
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I think it's probably safe to assume that the entire song and video is probably about you, Deanna.
It probably is about me. In fact, TMZ thinks it's about me. So that's why they called me to do a special. And I should be appearing any minute now on TMZ.
Well, they have to be accurate. I mean, these are this is the quintessential definition of, you know, investigative journalist now, you know, TMZ.
Of course.
Nothing
right.
But
they want to. Then what they said, it sounds like Megan Thee Stallion is clapping back at you in this music video.
Oh, yeah.
And she's taunting you. What do you have to say? Do you feel disrespected by it? I said, no, because the whole music video is, it's a bunch of asses. It's a bunch of twerking, naked twerking and vaginas covering a politician's face, the whole video, and following this politician around. You got to see it. It's pretty grotesque. I can't believe I wasted 3 minutes of my life.
Bookmark that and put it on my favorites. I got to see that later.
Sounds like the only thing
clapping is this girl's WAP.
Right. Her WAP is clapping. And they because I criticize them, by the way, they accuse me of having a DOP because I'm clearly not a sexual woman.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
I don't want this.
Yeah.
Right. So they say, you old woman with that DOP, you don't know what you're talking about. So I said, look at this. This doesn't outrage me. This doesn't offend me that she's clapping back at me. This is sad. It's sad that she thinks that this video is somehow a clapback or a troll to politicians that are, you know, conservative people who are outraged by this. I don't spend all my time seeking this kind of stuff out, but I care about the younger generation. I care about younger women. And I believe in real female empowerment. I believe that females can actually become successful, whoa, shocker, by using their talent, their intelligence or their creativity, and not actually just by selling their WAP.
That's just,
I don't know, maybe that was
just more racism. You're just racist, and that's right. Just more, you know, conspiracy tinfoil hat from a QAnon far right, yes. Trump bootlicking, you know, all of those things.
Right. I'm a huge racist for believing that black girls can actually survive and thrive without having to sell their WAP and get that bread. That makes me a racist, and also I don't understand black culture.
Right.
I said, okay, women want respect. Black women want respect. How is this showing us respect? How is flaunting your ass every 2 seconds, more and more flaunting your WAP and teaching the young girls who look up to you, whether you like it or not, these women are.
That is where this 2-year-old in Times Square gets it from, because this has been appropriated. This has been normalized. This has been taught into this little 2-year-old's life at the precious young, innocent age of 2. In Times Square, being cheered on by the likes of these people that you're talking about. I don't even know what their names are. They're irrelevant. But the positive here, my takeaway on this is this. These people represent 1% of society. The people who believe that they can only get ahead by selling their WAP and getting that bread. But I will tell you this, is that the problem is that 1% is propelled to a platform where they are then indoctrinating and have the ability to create an impression on young and impressionable minds and ears of people like this 2-year-old. And unfortunately, even the sheep, look at these adults that are cheering on this 2-year-old here. These people have mush for brains. They have no brain whatsoever. I mean, really, this is what they... And then it translates into, well, what are we going to do in Chicago for a weekend of partying? Well, we're going to twerk on top of police cars because the cops aren't going to do shit about it. And then, you know, here we go with this 2-year-old. And then pretty soon this will become, you know, an elementary school fun dance. And then teachers will be recording videos and putting them on YouTube. And of course, Bezos and Zuckerberg, they won't shut that down. But they want to sexualize these kids. That's what this is all about.
Right. And but I'm banned, by the way, from Twitter. But this is not banned. But by the way, these people that are twerking on top of police cars and the 2-year-olds that are twerking, they're breeding those, Stu. That's the problem. These people are breeding, and they're breeding a generation of more people whose brains are mush and more people who are sexualized. It's sexualizing children. And the thing is, these women, whether they care or not, they are role models for young women. You know, Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, they have more. They have 80 to 90 million subscribers and followers. Most of those are young girls, okay? But yet, fatherlessness and broken homes are at an all-time high. And the black community have the highest rate of fatherless homes. We also know that young girls, when young women are sexualized and they're sexually active, they have a higher rate of depression and anxiety and have to go on medication because of it. Sexual activity when they're young leads to depression in girls and all sorts of other ramifications. Is that true empowerment? At a time where we have the highest rate of fatherless homes and broken families and women not getting married, is this the best thing to be teaching them, to be selling their WAP and being even more sexual to be used even more as guys. And in fact, what WAP is all about and what these other songs are about, they're actually teaching girls to become a hoe. That's literally what they're saying. Be a hoe. It's great. You don't need to cook. You don't need to clean. You don't need to learn anything else in life. Just be a hoe, and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
and they say that
look at this.
Hands
example.
On my knees, shaking ass on my thought shit. Yeah. Honestly, Stu, maybe I'm old, but when I read through the lyrics of this last song, I had to like really look and examine this because most of the lyrics I couldn't even understand.
You should see the producers over here diving for the censorship button. I mean, this is quite the segment. But you know, I mean, look at me. I don't have any.
And she's proud.
Yeah, I don't have a bachelor's degree. I don't have a master's degree. You know, and I have made something for myself with a platform like this. I spent 18 years as an investigator chasing, you know, violent people, putting them behind bars, doing something positive for my community without having a bachelor's or a master's degree. It would have been really easy for me to be out there shaking my bad. You know, I mean, my bad could be all over TV. I could be making money showing my bad to everybody, but I'm not showing my bad and I'm not selling my bad. I just know that I have a bad and I, you know, a lot of people want to see my bad, but it's not for sale.
I'm trying to think of what bad means.
You'll figure it out.
I'm dissecting it. But no, the thing is that this is not true female empowerment, and they're selling it as female empowerment, but they know it's not. The people at the top, those white, rich elites that are creating these songs, that are behind these songs, they know that it's bullshit. They know that it's degeneracy and what it's creating, but they don't care because people are stupid enough to gobble it up, and it's not true empowerment. It's not women. If you want real respect, earn real respect. And if you don't, if the Black community or women in general want respect, this isn't the way to get it, okay? And I don't want any more of this garbage. You can see great, respectful Black artists like the Supremes or Diana Ross back in the day, and they had good music. Maybe it's time to turn the page with our music and what we're feeding down children's throats on the media, et cetera.
I will
All
tell
we're
you,
doing is feeding them garbage.
I am just really happy that Pastor Locke was on before you and not on hold. Right now, because this might be one of the most censored segments that we have done here. So
I'm so sorry about that.
By the way,
but
congratulations on your
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
This imagine if you have to censor it this much. Imagine what the children are listening to when they hear these songs.
Absolutely. Unsupervised. Yes.
That's our future. That's our next generation that we have to worry about.
Well, USA Today for me yesterday, fact checking the truth. TMZ Today for you attacking it. All we need is now. What was that? Republican Watch. What's the name of that?
Right Wing Watch.
Yeah. All we need is them to wrap it up all in a tight little bow.
Exactly.
You take your DOP over there. I'll take my bad over there. And Deanna Lorraine, get her book, Taking Back America. You can find more on her at deannalorraine.com. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here, and we hope you will wash your mouth out with soap. Always get a grammar lesson when Deanna visits us. Boy, WAP, thought, bad. It's all bad. It's all bad. And you know, I'm really concerned about the future of our kids. They are sexualizing the girls and then demasculinizing the boys, which is why I'm so excited about the brand new product, the brand new sponsor that we have here on the Stu Peters Show. Now, listen, keystolife.shop, that is where you can go to find this stuff here. As a matter of fact, hold on a second. Let me just show you. It's right here. It's this IGF-1, okay? Now, IGF-1 is the stuff that restores, it balances, it rejuvenates, it makes men men again, all right? This is, you've heard of the human growth hormone, HGH, right? This is the very controversial materials here, this IGF-1, because this was the stuff that was banned because it works. The federal government literally shut down a multi-million dollar company because their products work. They can't treat people with ailments or major diseases if they are cured of these major diseases. And if you are healthy, you're constantly rejuvenating. If men are men, their immune systems are built up. They are strong enough to withstand the pressure from these outside diseases, infections, viruses, etc. Go to keystolife.shop right now. It's on the screen right there. Keystolife.shop. Can women use it? Absolutely. There are products for women on there as well. And now a special. If you put the cheapest product, this one right here, on auto ship, you get the most expensive product, this one right here, absolutely free. Go to keystolife.shop right now. That is the Stu Peters pricing. Go to keystolife.shop. Making men men again at keystolife.shop, an official sponsor of the Stu Peters Show. Keystolife.shop. Well, is the inflation threat that damaged markets, housing, and business in the 70s and 80s a real danger to our savings and livelihoods sooner than we imagine? What about all of this innovation, all of this technology, Democratic revenue-raising proposals such as the wealth tax, financial transaction tax, higher corporate personal income, capital gains taxes will inevitably resurface in force to the detriment, of course, of economic growth? How badly will it impact our markets, our paychecks, and our savings? And finally, will the federal government spending spree actually accelerate dependence, leading to a widening wealth gap? Here to talk about all of that is our premier sponsor, our in-house financial expert, Astute Peter Show contributor, Carlos Cortez, the founder and CEO, independent fiduciary at Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos, with all of the technology, a lot of things are great because they can be used, they can be implemented, they are a convenience to Americans. We have to advance, right? But all of this stuff can also be used against us, and it comes at a great cost. Is it going to drain the retirement funds of those that don't really benefit from the technology?
Man, that's a two-edged question. Thanks for having me again, Stu. Apologize for giving you grief yesterday. I like messing with you. But, you know, in short, we have, you know, the blockchain technology that we spoke about yesterday. Anything can be used for evil. The only thing I don't like about the blockchain technology is simply the fact that more tracing is coming, more surveillance is coming on everything, not just our financials, but where we buy, where we consume. Even for corporations, small business owners, pretty soon we're going to have to be circumvent to the blockchain. You know, if you are a vitamin producer, if you own a business producing vitamins, you're basically going to have to upload all your system using vitamin compliance or pet food. How much of it's organic or cannabis? How much of it's actually marijuana and not filler? Car wash chemicals, you know, are the chemicals bad for the paint on your cars? I mean, the list goes on and on and on about blockchain technology. Talking about the Medici family being in my parents' country, Puerto Rico, they're using a lot of blockchain for the financials to be the biggest world leader in crypto banking. And that's what they want to do. So it's a lot. And then we spin it on can they use it for voter fraud? I know Trump wanted to use the USPS with blockchain. They already know the mail that is going to you before it's even sent. I mean, so it's so much information that this is Web 3.0. I mean, this is bigger than the internet. This is really bigger than the internet. It's going to change the lives of everything. Those IRS agents you're talking about, how much was it? 86,000, 12 trillion. I guarantee you that they're using blockchain technology to see where they're going to visit. Hey, this guy's a conservative business owner. Let's target him. Boop, click of a button. You know, I mean, there's so much stuff that we can do with the blockchain for good or and for evil. But what I'm really concerned about is the financials of our listeners, of our viewers, too. I'm getting so many phone calls where everybody has millions and millions of dollars in this post-tax bucket. And Joe Biden just simply wants to keep this idiot just keeps on wanting to print money and money and money. And to whoever and whatever, like the Oprah Winfrey show, we have to pay for it, Stu. We have to pay for it. And they are coming. They are coming for the retirement money. This money has never been taxed. Ever.
So the nest egg, essentially, that everybody has worked for, that people spend their entire adult, what we're doing right now, I mean, this is work, this is how we're earning a paycheck. You're in your office, absolutely. I'm in my studio, we are working to earn a living, to pay for the necessities, to pay for things that we want, to set up a future for our kids, to pay for college tuition, and then ultimately so that we can sit down, retire, whether it be a condo, you know, kick our feet up, leave something to our kids, hope for our grandkids to have a better life than we did. That's the whole purpose here. Specifically for conservative valued, God-loving American patriots. That is absolutely kind of the conservative way of thinking. This is going to hinder our ability. This is going to hinder the ability to power this innovation rocket ship is going to cost us way too much money.
Yeah, our listeners, they got to go over to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com and get educated on the tax bomb. They're literally been saving their whole lives. I just got off a phone call with a client doesn't know too much about the tax bomb he's building for himself. He's going to shoot himself in the foot. He told me, I'm just going to max out my 401k for the rest of the year. I want to retire by December. I mean, hello. Basically, yeah, you're trying to grow your assets, but you're growing your assets in the wrong bucket. The government controls how much you can take out, when you can take out. If you don't, they're going to beat you up with a 50% penalty. If you don't take your money out by 72, Stu, and you have a required minimum distribution, a financial jab that you took, you have to take a 50% penalty on whatever you're supposed to take.
We're taking jabs everywhere. Don't take that jab or this jab. Just resist all of the jabs. All of them.
Right.
I keep looking down because I'm running out of time here, but I wanted to make sure that we got it all in. Visit them online, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, that's AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. He can also be found at CortezWM.com. Call him anytime in his office for a free consultation. Do business with an American Patriot Independent Fiduciary. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Email me anytime, StuPeters@ProtonMail.com. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!